Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here, Marquise Munson producing, and Titans Ravens, of course. This tiny little football game that's going to take place on Saturday evening. Jonnu Smith, tight end for your Tennessee Titans, joining us here on Morning Drive. Jonnu, welcome to the show, man. Congratulations on the big win against New England. You got a lot of work still left ahead of you. My first question for you is, the game last year, two different quarterbacks on both sides, you know, different. You've got different coaches in different places, different coordinators. Is there anything you guys can take from what you saw last year against this Ravens team and use it this year? Or is it just sort of burn the tape and move on and focus on a new team?
First off, man, thank you guys for having me. It was funny that I got the, my guy told me yesterday that you guys wanted to talk in the morning. I said, they messing up my morning routine, man. But it's all good.
We do appreciate it.
It's all good. Nah, man, it's all good. Trust me. But, definitely. It's always scratch the tape and move on. Maybe some things that they've done differently, and definitely some things that we do differently. As a team, and it's a new year. It's a new year. We just focusing to establish a new identity, and of course you can maybe take bits and small pieces here, but last year was last year, and. As this is a week-to-week league, and, with the game that happened before, you either can dwell on it or you can move on from it. And, from experience, you would see that winners, they move on from it, no matter if it's a winner or loss. So.
Now, Jonnu, you've come into a situation where all three of the seasons you've been here, you've been a winning organization. Two out of the 3 years you went to the playoffs, so you don't know anything about not winning football games. Is there anything you can take from your first year when y'all went to the playoffs and that experience where you won a game that you probably many didn't see you winning, and you went on to the second round, and it seems like this year's sort of kind of working out the same way, where there are a lot of doubters when you went to Foxborough, you win that game, and now you move on. Is there anything you could take from that first year and your experience in the playoffs to now?
Yeah, I just feel like winning, winning in the playoffs, it was a sense of togetherness in the locker room, a sense of belief amongst, everybody that was, inside of those walls that we walk into every day, because nobody else believed in us. Nobody thought we could get it done. And just from, being there, 2 years ago and being here now, I just feel that same sense of brotherhood and actually, more of it. And, I think that's key in team games. I feel like that's probably the biggest key to winning is togetherness and, playing for one another. And, that's kind of what we hang our hat on, man. We're a brotherhood. We always, make sure that we are, trying our hardest for the guy next to us. And, whether it be an assist play, you may not even be on the play all the time, but just being able to be selfless, man, and put the team before yourself. That's something that I definitely see that we've had 2 years ago that we have now and more of it.
Jonnu Smith joining us here, Tennessee Titans tight end, and in a locker room with 50-something guys, you're going to have a million different personalities, and you yourself, every player comes into the league, and you kind of have to find your way, find your voice, find how you fit into the offense, all that stuff. Derrick Henry, yourself, some of the younger guys, you guys have certainly developed and become more leaders on these teams. Is there a moment for you where you sort of realized, like, hey, I'm comfortable now at this level? Like, I know you were playing really well, then you get hurt last year. You've obviously had a really good season this year. Is there a point for you in your career where you look back and you go, that's where something clicked? It felt comfortable for me, and now every single play I'm excited to go make something happen.
I won't necessarily say it was a particular point. You know, I've just always been a confident guy, man, since I've, you know, played this game. You know, at the age of 5 years old, I just loved the game and everything that came with it. I would just say just taking advantage of my opportunities when they're presented to me. I've always been a confident guy, knowing that the sky's the limit for me. And, you know, I've just, you know, been you know, working hard and, you know, just trying to hone in on all the details that my position requires just so I can be capable when that time comes to make those plays, you know, when they call for me. So, you know, I would say it's, you know, a combination of, you know, a lot of things, you know, opportunities and, you know, just hard work and just, you know, waiting for the, you know, the right moment to, you know, to progress.
Now, you guys, we know the problems that is presented to you guys as defense with Lamar Jackson. But you guys, as an offense, you've been running the football very effectively. In the last half of the season, you guys were the best offense, I believe, in the National Football League in throwing and running the football. What are some things that you guys see in Baltimore's defense that you got to take advantage of?
Well, they got a lot of good. They got a lot of guys that can play really good football on that side of defense, on that side of the ball. You know, we're just going to try to, we're just going to play our brand of football, man. You know, it's not anything special that we're going to do. We're going to play our brand of football. What's been winning us games is what's going to, you know, that's what we're going to continue to hang our hat on. And you know, we're going to try to take advantage of, you know, what the opponent gives us. This league is so small. When we're talking about the margin of error is so small, and you know, you can't hand them anything, you know, because that's how you easily lose games. So we're just going to play our brand of football and execute, and just be smart and play physical, man. That's what we do, and that's what we've been doing, you know, all years. That's what's been winning us games. So we're not going to try to do anything different, but, you know, play our brand of football.
Jonnu Smith joining us here, Tennessee Titans. Why has Ryan Tannehill triggered this offense into what it's become today? Why has it been so successful?
I think it's, you know, it just takes all 11, man. You know, it's not one guy that I would say that's just got this offense rolling, man. It's everybody, you know. It's everybody that takes the field, you know, all 11 that's on that field that takes the ball snap. Don't get me wrong, Tannehill's been outstanding, you know, and that's an understatement. He's been awesome. He's been great, you know, along with a lot of other guys that, you know, been making his offense go. You know, having weapons like that, you know, it's a huge, huge advantage, you know, having dangerous weapons, you know, that we have on our offense. But, you know, I would say it takes all 11, man, just playing together. Like I said earlier, just having that togetherness and, you know, wanting to play hard for the guy next to you.
Now, you guys, you talk about Ryan Tannehill, and you're right, it takes all 11, because if one guy messes up on offense, then the whole play could be a disaster. But you guys have turned into an explosive offense because you're not throwing the ball much. But when you do throw it, man, it is down the field, and guys are breaking tackle, whether it's A.J. Brown or yourself or Davis. How fun is that? How fun has it been for you guys, the skill guys, the receivers and the tight ends?
Oh man, it's been a ride, man. It's been a ride. You know, it's just you know, it's like, you know, growing up in you know, one of those things where you've always wanted to be a part of, man, in this league, just being able to be a part of an explosive offense, being able to make plays and just having fun and celebrating with the guys, man. It's like the dream, man. You know what I mean? Something that you just dreamed of always as a kid. And we got a long way to go, man. This ride is not over. But, you know, just going off of what you said, man, it's been a heck of a ride. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, continue winning with this with the guys around me, the guys in that locker room, man, because, you know, that's what it's all about.
Johnny Smith, tight end, Tennessee Titans. Who has better fashion sense, Derrick Henry, Roger Saffold, or A.J. Brown?
Man, so I guess so they all got their, you know, they own ways of dressing. I would categorize them, though. I would definitely categorize them. I won't say one guy's the best. It's kind of like what you're looking for in that day. You know, if you're looking for some wow, what is that? You might want to, you know, talk to Roger. You know, and if you're looking for you know, for something out of, you know, Saks Fifth or, you know, Nordstrom or something, you might want to holler at D. Henry. You know what I'm saying? And the same with AJ, man. You know, the same with AJ. But, yeah, those guys, you know, they always come in, you know, before the game with something that's definitely going to turn your head like, oh, what is this guy wearing or something like that. You know what I mean? But, they all unique in their own different way, you know.
Johnny, thank you, man. We do appreciate you breaking up the morning routine for us. Best of luck against Baltimore. I know the city's rooting for you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yep. Johnny Smith, Tennessee Titans tight end. And, yeah, if you're looking for something a little out there,
Saffold is the guy.
Big Rod. His stuff is crazy, man.
I don't know what it is.
You're the fashionista.
But I don't know what it is that he wears. I don't have an idea.
It's like some fancy music designer down in, like, Leaper's Fork or something that does all his stuff for him. So I don't know. You know what it is? You're the Nordstrom guy. You and D. Henry.
Man, I don't know what Saffold is. I don't know.
He's a left guard. all right, we go from tight end for the Tennessee Titans playing in a playoff game to John Hines coaching one hockey game for the Nashville Predators. We'll talk with the new Nashville Predators head coach when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.